This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA, as the disaster in Beijing continues for the Americans. There is so much happening, and I led with the Olympics because many of you sent me emails saying, whoa, who's not watching the Olympics? We're supporting our Americans at these games. So good for you for chiming in and letting your voices be heard. We will go to the mailbag, by the way, coming up this hour, plus a mic drop. And we'll mix in some Olympic conversation, a few other things as well that are happening around the world. And trust me, there are a lot of things that are happening. Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be with you. If you've listened to us for a long time or you're here for the first time, we have rolled out the red carpet. No podium to stand on, but we have a red carpet, if you can just visualize that. It's really, really nice. We spared no expense. After all, it is virtual, so it's theater of the mind. All right, it wasn't about theater of the mind. Unfortunately, what has happened is there was a there is a couple of things that are happening that piqued my interest and probably yours too earlier in this day. And one of them was hearing about an ISIS attack. This is at Kabul's gates to freedom, they call them. The Pentagon says no one was shot. There was a deadly ISIS-K attack. And so now there's many things that are unfolding, including questions coming up now about the Afghan airport attack and was it carried out by a single suicide bomber and not a more complex operation? So there's chaos that's happening now, and then there was the chaos of what happened, the grim, crazy story of what happened at that at the airport bombing. And the top U.S. general in the Middle East said the Pentagon investigation into the August 2021 bombing outside the airport that killed 13 of our service members was the result of just one bomber. It was, in fact, one bomber, and it wasn't some intricate attack that was well thought out and well planned as it was initially thought to be. Apparently, this bomber was able to get to the gates, to the Abbey Gate. He detonated an explosive device, killed U.S. troops, and we know how horrible that was, 170 Afghans, without being stopped, because Afghans had begun using different routes to the gates, and it was due to the difficulty of getting through the Taliban checkpoints. And why is this significant? Because so many of us, our hair was on fire over this, as to what happened. And this was just released at a Pentagon briefing recently, where General Frank McKenzie, the head of U.S. Central Command, spoke and revealed the findings of this investigation as to what happened. Remember, again, 11 Marines, one Army soldier, one Navy sailor, along with the people that were there that were killed. They say that's the best information that they have now. But we have different conclusions from what the Pentagon initially believed, because in the aftermath, it looked like it was a complex attack by ISIS-K gunmen and a suicide bomber, but that, in fact, it wasn't that, but that there was this fireball of bearings that caused the wounds that looked like gunshots And when they were combined with a smaller number of warning shots, that led many to assume that it was a much bigger attack. Big enough if it's one suicide bomber too many that got through that unfortunately killed too many of our young service people who were there helping people get to freedom. It was just a terrible, terrible moment in our history in a chaotic way to get out of Afghanistan. And certainly when it comes to the polls, that helped tank Joe Biden in his presidency. We started to see him lose a lot of points because the favorability ratings were down when it came to the handling of how Afghanistan was evacuated, because that's what it was about, how it was evacuated. All right, in the meantime, we can't just drop the Ukraine and what's happening there. It's, you got so many different pieces of analysis in looking at what's going on with Putin and what it looks to be, whether it's a couple of days. I mean, it was just last weekend that the rallying cry was, this is going to be an invasion. This is happening now. So now what is happening is Russia sent warships toward the Black Sea because Europe has, of course, ramped up. So now you have these warships that are sounding the alarm among not just the U.S., European security officials, because they're looking at the capabilities for a large-scale assault on the Ukraine. It looks like the pieces are falling into place. Get them on the ground, go by sea, and what else is going to happen here? So there was kind of a frantic diplomatic effort by the French president, Emmanuel Macron, who tried to avert a conflict, but it doesn't look like the French leaders' initiatives changed whatever the Russians were going to do, which would be Vladimir Putin, whatever he wants to happen there. So now the talk is, instead of, a couple of days, well, the next 12 days are going to be fearful, that these exercises that will start on Thursday could be the cover for a strike against the Ukraine, and that February 20th, the conclusion of the Olympic Games in Beijing, clears the way for a potential diplomatic barrier for Russian President Putin, who may fear upstaging the Chinese president. So maybe there's a wait time if you look at where we are, and that's why the days have changed because of the Olympics. Can you imagine? Okay, I want to invade this country. I'm doing everything to make everybody feel as though this is going to happen. But wait, we have the Olympics. I think it's scary, frankly, being on the other side of this. If I was in the Ukraine, I think it's clear the decks for the people there. You have six large landing vessels that are part of this so-called exercise, these Russian warships, that's what they are. And landing ships are used for unloading troops, for material of whatever sort onto land, vehicles. And they took part in Russia's invasion of Georgia in 2008. That's exactly what they did. But the Russian Navy did release a statement saying they were intended for use in an exercise. But I looked at some of those ships, and they are the ships from 2008. That's true. So that's called a build-up. Surround and conquer, right? Surround and conquer. We shall see. Coming up, more on what happened at the Olympics and other odds and ends on a very crazy day.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Reason to withhold the suspense, because we already are waiting on what's going to happen, fearful of what's going to happen in the Ukraine. But when we move to the Olympic Games, if that, after all, is what Putin is waiting for, the U.S., I'm not used to seeing this, the U.S., 5 medals overall, 0 golds, 4 silver, 1 bronze. Oh, and what's so, so sad is Michaela Schifrin, her story. She once again failed in the slalom. This is the second straight event where she's out. She just wiped out. That's it. I mean, this is a 2-time Olympic gold medalist, shockingly failing to qualify for the women's slalom final after falling just seconds into Tuesday's qualifying race. The 26-year-old superstar was pretty emotional when she was interviewed afterwards. You know, I think she's very gracious to answer questions, and you could tell she was really shook up by it. She won gold in the slalom at the Sochi Olympics, and boy, she just, I think, is not used to this, has no idea, no answer for how is this top skier having this happen. She fell in Sunday's giant slalom qualifiers, so it erased the possibility of her winning the event in consecutive Olympics. And look, the Colorado native still has a chance at getting a medal in the Alpine Combined, an event where she got a silver at the last games. So she, because that was the idea, she's going to compete in all 5 individual events, and she can still become the first American Alpine ski racer to win 3 gold medals, but her margin for error is really shrinking. I mean, really shrinking. And then there was this crazy story from the Olympics, maybe not crazy, but a fashion faux pas, perhaps. So 5 women were disqualified from mixed team ski jumping over baggy outfits. I mean, what? The women were skiing for Austria, Japan, Norway, and Germany. Well, at least the U.S. wasn't in this one. They were disqualified because the judges ruled that the clothing was too loose and could have given them an advantage while in the air. But they had already had their outfits cleared in earlier jumps, so the disqualification later in the event was stunning. The one of the disqualified athletes said, "The International Ski Federation destroyed everything with this operation." She said, this was Katerina Alfhaus. She said, "I think they have destroyed women's ski jumping. I have been checked so many times in 11 years of ski jumping, and I have never been disqualified once, not once." And she said, "I know my suit was compliant. 160 World Cup starts, 5-time World Championships, 3-time Olympic Games, and I get disqualified for the first time. My heart is broken." So they're saying, what happened? Things changed overnight. This is, you know, ridiculous. So, of course, the U.S. not even involved in this, you know, medal-wise. You had Slovenia winning. This is the qualification. You had Slovenia winning the mixed event. Russia in second, and Canada got third, right? Wow. I mean, they were cleared. And then they're not cleared. And when you go all the way to the Olympics, that is absolutely stunning. It's absolutely stunning. All right, so my money is on, come on, Nathan Chen in figure skating. Please, please get us a gold. Sean White, who's going to retire after the Beijing Olympics. Sean White, please, please get us a gold. He's so fun to watch on the snowboard. He's so amazing, so talented. But I almost feel like I'm a jinx when I say that, because then we have the things that happen, like to Michaela Schifrin, which I hope she bounces back and she gets a gold medal. That would be a fitting end to a really terrible, terrible start for an incredibly talented American athlete. All right, this has nothing to do with the business of sports. Nothing to do with the business of sports. Instead, it's the business of politics. Politics of a different sort, if you will. Something that we don't see very often. And what we don't see very often is a Republican split when it comes to the world of January 6th. When it comes to the definitions of what happened on January 6th. So you had a couple of words that sparked between the differences of McConnell and McCarthy. And it's interesting because when the Republican Party voted to censure two of their own members of Congress last week, which Liz Cheney, of course, is one of them, and Adam Kinzinger is the other, the words now, these three words have since kind of sparked a pretty big backlash on the Hill among Republican senators who fear that a resolution could jeopardize the party's fortunes in the midterm elections. So the RNC chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, and other party officials say they didn't intend to defend violent insurrectionists in the resolution, which passed the committee of grassroots members overwhelmingly, but the words have been criticized by Republicans and Democrats alike. So what words are we talking about? And the words that we're talking about is Mitch McConnell, the Senate minority leader, said, and he is the highest-ranking Republican to criticize the RNC for this resolution censuring Cheney and Kinzinger for serving on the House panel investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. McConnell described the attack as a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election from one administration to the next. And he said the issue is whether or not the RNC should be sort of singling out members of our party who may have different views from the majority. That's not the job of the RNC. Some other Republicans voiced disapproval, too, and said it was absurd, that was Senator Susan Collins of Maine, to defend the events of January 6th as legitimate political discourse. And what happened was Kevin McCarthy came back and said that's not at all what that was meant to do, that there was a miscommunication about what that the understanding was of what happened on January 6th, that it was worse. McCarthy says that, you know, he's not saying whether he supports the censure resolution or not. He didn't say that, but he says, he said that everybody knows there was legitimate political discourse on January 6th, but he waved away the reporter when she was asking a follow-up question, so we don't know. McCarthy claimed that the use of the phrase was a reference, this is what he's saying, to the Select Committee's move last month to subpoena individuals who cast bogus electoral votes for Trump in seven states won by Joe Biden in 2020, and that's what it was, that it wasn't a reference to anything but that. So this is interesting because you hardly see the Republicans cannibalizing in this way, but they are. Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, said, listen, whatever you think about the RNC vote, it reflects the view of most Republican voters. He said, so I'm just telling you, in my state, it's not helpful to have a bunch of D.C. Republicans commenting on what the RNC and, frankly, probably most Missouri Republicans support. Super unhelpful and super great way to get themselves inserted into that race, which I don't want. So a little bit of yin, yang, and a zing or two. When it comes to words and the words that are repeated back. And, of course, January 6th could not be a more sensitive topic with that committee and what's happened since then and what has also happened in subpoenas, etc. And, you know, midterm elections will be here before you know it, and there is probably a great shift happening, but I don't know that for sure, but there is definitely a rumble afoot. Let's put it that way. And the Republicans want to be much more united than divided because we see what happens with the Democrats when they do what they do. When there are five different types of Democrats that can't agree, we see where it all ends up. And then coming up, we are hitting the mailbag, and some of you sounded off on mask mandates and schools and what they're doing, and is it failing miserably when you have Democratic governors in Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, Oregon, and others, I talked about this the other night, who plan to lift statewide rules. What is the rule? What is the best course of action? And a lot of parents are just sick of it and saying it's ridiculous what this has now become to kids that are in schools. What do the teachers' unions say? We're talking about it next.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
An Illinois congresswoman is working on a bill to cut federal funding from school districts that are continuing to impose mask and vaccine mandates. Representative Mary Miller spoke to Newsmax.
In Illinois, we've got a picture of Governor Pritzker with the students without a mask on, and he's forcing these kids to be masked. A judge just ruled that he cannot continue with this in Illinois. I'm vigorously opposed to what they're doing to our students, which is why I propose these recent bills.
Meanwhile, President Joe Biden is facing pressure to lift federal COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates after several Democratic-led states announced they'll begin rolling back restrictions. The Daily Mail reported the Democratic governors of California, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon all announced plans to lift mask mandates indoors and or in schools later this month or next. This is USA Radio News. When it comes to returning to the workforce, men outnumber women.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing his own party. McConnell spoke out about the Republican National Committee's censure of two House GOP lawmakers investigating what he calls the violent insurrection on January 6, 2021. McConnell said it's not the party's job to decide whom to support. The RNC last week took a voice vote to approve censuring Representatives Liz Cheney of Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Yep, we're in the mailroom. Lots of virtual mail flying around my head. 24/7, you can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. All right, this one is from CJ, listening to us on WGSO, one of my faves in New Orleans. And CJ says, girl, I think you and I should run for office. We do a much better job. And I know people always complain about this. I think if we go back in our history, there would always be people complaining and not happy with what's going on with the government. But I think the federal government has lost its mind, especially the Republicans in this craziness over the January 6th attacks. There is fallout from this. People who did damage, I'm a lifelong Republican, people who did damage at the Capitol should be prosecuted, period, end of story. Can we not move on from that? Instead, it becomes such a political nightmare that you have Mitch McConnell going in a different direction from Kevin McCarthy, who then sort of walks back what he said and then sort of doesn't, because McCarthy himself said that anybody who caused damage, and they should be in jail, that they absolutely should be in jail. So I think the Republicans would be smart to not get into this nonsense in the weeds, as we call it down here, because it's all about winning those midterm elections and trying to force better change. Better change. Hashtag better change. CJ, thanks for that. Yes, and you portrayed that so well. So it's true, McCarthy did say, oh, yeah, anybody responsible for damage for somebody who did horrible attacking, whatever, they should be prosecuted. But the way this all gobbledygook came out, it just didn't sound right, right? It didn't. So, I mean, there you go. You look at Congresswoman Stefanik, Republican from New York, who replaced Liz Cheney as the chair of the House Republican Conference last year. She says the RNC has every right to take any action they want. Then you have Representative Jeff Van Drew, Republican from New Jersey. He switched parties in 2019. He said that it's appropriate that they did get censured. So I think some of it is that whole censuring thing, too, and that's caused this language to, spill over, right? Best to move on. That's it. Best to move on. I mean, that's it, really. What can you say? All right, let's go to this one from Sam, who's listening to us in the great state of Connecticut. He says, thank God there is one thing that the Democrats have decidedly done right when it comes to the whole mask thing. Kate, it is terrible when you're a parent and you are trying to figure this out and your kids are just, do they have a mask? Are they wearing a mask? What's happening in the classrooms? It's crazy. I think that we are through this point where they should be wearing masks. So thank goodness Connecticut is saying, yeah, let's move on from the masks. Let's move on in a different direction because the coronavirus cases have fallen, and there needs to be some sense of normalcy, for God's sake, for these poor children who are stuck in the middle of one of the worst things that's happened in all of our lives. It's causing confusion. So I never say that I would tip my cap to Lamont, but I am this time. So there you go. Thanks for that. Yes, Lamont is a Democrat, Ned Lamont, and he recommended that the statewide mask mandate in schools and everywhere else expire at the end of February, which would require lawmakers then to extend executive powers by about 2 weeks or so. And Lamont said himself that the mayors and superintendents can make that call. They can, they can do it. Okay, there was another thing about, there's another something I got in here from, this one is from New Hampshire. Must be listening to us, I'm assuming, on maybe 103.3 FM. And this one is from Joe, who says, boy, I'll tell you what, I get so hot about this whole mask thing. You know, I get it. I got in the beginning the deal with the mask. I understand. All of us were just dumbfounded by this virus and where did it come from and everything else in between that we were trying to sort out. And I got to tell you, Kate, that I look around and it makes absolutely no sense. And it's causing distrust of the government with these crazy policies on, off. You got to wear a mask and putting our kids in these weird positions where you have so many parents that are just irate over the whole thing on either side that children see parents behaving badly because they're furious about the mask deal. Why do we have to have masks? Why is the CDC not stepping in there harder? Why wouldn't they say, relax the rules? Yeah. Well, that's happening. It's just like Lamont said. I mean, here's the thing. I think it's just been tossed into everyone's backyard. So what your superintendent says, the governor, the local school boards, all of that is really where it all ends up, unless there is a mandate. There's a statewide mandate, and of course that's what's happened in some of these places where they're lifting some of the restrictions. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention they put out their guidelines, and they're saying that cases are still high nationwide, and that even though some states are planning to relax masking rules, that yes, we should seek some normalcy, but our guidance hasn't changed. We endorse universal masking in schools. So that's what they're saying, that this is our barometer, this is what we're going by. But then it doesn't matter, in a sense, because it is, again, in the backyard of wherever you are, what they ultimately decide. It's interesting. You look around, like, New York is going to drop their indoor mask mandate this week because infections declined. So smartly drop it, right? Others are planning it out, planning to phase it out, too. But so far, the federal government hasn't done that. Speaking of the government, right, that has not happened. They're even talking about bills cutting funds to school with mandates, and then the reverse. You've got Representative Mary Miller, who's working on a bill to cut federal funding from school districts that are continuing to impose mask and vaccine mandates, saying it's hypocrisy in places like Illinois. Why? Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has blamed some of the rise of juvenile crime on schools being closed. So if that's the case, schools have to be open, right? Schools have to be open. There does have to be a return to normalcy, right? And if the numbers are down, then, which we're seeing, if the numbers are down, then what is the deal? How hard is it to waive that mask wearing in schools, right? Unless it's spiked sky high, but clearly, the numbers are saying the opposite of that. And we know that there's a lot of problems with not having kids in school. And I just told you, New York's going to drop their mask mandate on Wednesday, the whole indoor mask mandate. So it's not going to be an issue there. It won't be an issue. All right, let's see if I can squeeze in something else. All right, this one is from Guy, who says, "Oh, Kate, the Olympics are so boring. I listened to you talk about it the other day, and I felt like, maybe I need to check in on this because I am a sports hound like you, but I could not watch it. You know, I'm iffy on watching golf. I think I would rather watch golf 24 hours than some of what I've seen from the Olympics. Even the coverage, no offense to the folks at NBC, but what do they have to talk about? You don't have a lot of big names, and then the big names you do have are not coming through, so it's not looking good for the U.S. at all, and I don't like to see this great big collapse, especially with this nonsense with Russia, and they're kicking everyone's butt, or at least our butt anyway. Yeah, the Russians, thanks for that. The Russians have 10 medals. Yeah, and trust me, they got some gold medals. We're not sporting any gold medals. And then I got something interesting that made me look this up, because I didn't even know this. This email came across from Kurt before I knew it, and he says, "Kate, I know that you've talked about sports gambling and big bets. Did you see what happened out of Atlantic City? There was a huge Super Bowl bet that was wagered, and you got to figure it's not how much money can you take in a bet, and when you're talking about millions and millions of dollars on one team, boy, that is a whole lot of dough, Ray. Me, how much altogether do you think will be wagered on the Super Bowl? Well, I can tell you numbers that have been estimated, right, by the National Trade Group, because every year they come out with a number. The American Gaming Association is saying that over $7.6 billion will be wagered on the Super Bowl. That's a lot of money. And the amount that people plan to bet, up 35% from last year. Bettors, some of them making casual wagers with friends or relatives, some of them in office pools, and some of them placing bets with illegal bookmakers. Yeah, speaking of that, Nail the Score, coming up.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Super Bowl week, and of course Cincinnati and the Rams will tangle for the championship trophy. That happens at 6:30 Eastern. The game kicks off. Coverage starts so early in the day. There's so much that is covered on NBC and any network that has it that pays for the Super Bowl. The ads have been sold out. People will be talking about the ads. We'll be talking about them the next day. So, mic drop, in case you forgot like I forgot, tonight is the night for Nail the Score. Did I hear a mic drop? There it is. Boom. So, call 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Or send me your numerical guess, Cincinnati or the Rams, who wins, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. And again, 855-266-5283. I know, it's a wacky week, right? I'm coming out of all that ice and snow, and we're taking the show to Iowa for a couple of days. I'm giving a speech and at the West Des Moines Chamber of Commerce. I'm super excited about it. It's how to create raving fans. And I was thinking about this today. There are so many raving fans on either side of the ball for these two teams, but yet you have people saying, oh, well, these are the lowest teams that have been in the Super Bowl. But you saw the kind of football we had leading up to it, so they deserve to be there. The Rams are favored by 4 points. It's in their home stadium, SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. And he saw what the Bengals were able to do to get there with their 10-7 record, the Rams with their 12-5 record. And it's really a duel between Matt Stafford and Joe Burrow. I mean, so much of this is what happens with the quarterbacks, right? So we'll see who wins, but we came off of a wild NFL season, an exciting NFL season. I talked about how much money was going to be wagered on the Super Bowl, what the gaming industry is saying, and it's not a surprise. It is a relief or release valve for some people anyway. And, you know, as long as you stay within your limits, I think it's fine. There's office pools, even virtual ones, and the Super Bowl is a very big deal for people. Parties, the pizza industry, my gosh, how many pizzas get delivered, how much guacamole gets eaten, and how many people are glued to what the commercials are. So we're going to get the take. I'm going to give you my take on the Super Bowl. Again, you can send me your score. Who do you think wins, the Bengals or the Rams? Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio.com, or 855-266-5283. And we're going to ask Jeremy coming up after we go to Pete and Sharon what he thinks. And he's a football fan, so I'm excited that he gets to do this special one with us. All right, let's go to Pete in the bunker, but now out of the bunker, for his guest. Pete, what do you think?
Shalom, 38-33, Rams.
Rams, I love it, right? 38-33, so another close game. You're going to be watching this.
Oh, yeah.
It's going
to be a great game.
Yeah, you're a true Texan. It's football, apple pie, mama, and good stuff, right?
That's it, girlfriend.
Yeah, that's why I like you, Pete. You are a man. Definitely. Have fun watching the game. 38-33, Rams. Pete is like...
in September.
Yeah, see, in September. He is like Old Faithful. He is one of my faves. Just like Sharon on the other side of the country, we go to Maine. She loves doing this nail-the-score thing. Hey, Sharon, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yay! That's good news. So I know you're going to be watching the Super Bowl. Do you like sit there and make dips and chip and hang out?
Actually, I'll be by myself.
That's fun because you can pay attention to the game.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's us. Honestly, after covering Super Bowls, which was exciting, when you get to watch it and you can actually take it in, there's something about that instead of being distracted. So what do you think happens?
Well, I look back at the scores from previous games, and they were kind of somewhere in the middle. So I'm going to say Bengals 27, Rams 23.
27-23, Bengals. You're going with Joe. Bengals.
Yes, man.
Ah, I love it because that's my guess too. I'm going to go with Joe, and I'll tell you what my numerical guess is coming up. Sharon, thanks as always for playing our silly little game. It's fun to have you and Pete always on board. So thanks for that. And I know a bunch of you always every week we get 4 or 5 emails because I think you're working and you can't call. So give me your boss's number. Let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, you get a shot at this. What do you think is going to happen?
Rams. 27, Bengals 14.
Wow. Rams 27, Bengals 14. So you think that Matt Stafford's going to have a great game and the defense is going to be there and Joe Burrow's not going to have a good game?
I think they're both going to have mediocre games. I think the defenses will do good.
I think the defense is such a big part of this. I agree with that. So we'll see. If you nail the score, you'll win a separate prize. I will make sure you get a prize. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. If he nails the score, that's happened before in the past. All right. The offensive line is a mismatch, for sure. The offensive line for L.A. is way better than the Bengals. But I like the heart and soul of the Bengals. I do. I think the Bengals are going to win this. I'm with Sharon. I have been on the radio, I will say, at a very big station in Cincinnati the last 4 weeks. And I went to school in Ohio, in Athens, Ohio, where Joe Barrow is from. Salt of the earth people. In fact, the people in Athens remind me of the wonderful people in Texas. I feel like they've embraced me the whole time I've been in Texas. And I felt that way in Athens. I know that's a weird comparison. I don't know how to say that any better, but just how they embrace you. So I like Cincinnati to win it, and I think it's going to be 28-24. Kind of similar to Sharon's score, 28-24, just a couple points difference. But I do. I like the Bengals. I like to see, I hope we see a good game, because we've seen some incredible football. We really have in the last couple of weekends, and it's this high caliber football, and I would love to see that kind of Super Bowl, because we certainly have seen lopsided Super Bowls in the past, and we've seen close ones. And I would much rather see a close Super Bowl than a blowout. It is about the food and the commercials, and so much money was spent on the commercials. And to me, it's always interesting to see who comes up in the spots. I was talking to somebody today, and they were telling me to look for a little chunk of something they did with flag football, and to look for their logo and all that kind of thing. And they were really excited even about the flag football deal that they were involved in, because there's so much pregame stuff, and I think that's something that's in the pregame that they're covering. But the actual game itself, the fanfare, the halftime show, how does it all work out? And I hope somebody nails the score. We definitely have a bunch of emails coming. I'm checking it actually live as we're here. Like, here's one from Chuck, who must have turned around and hit us up with this one. And he likes the Rams just like Pete, and he says, and like Jeremy, and he says the Rams are going to win this 38-21. So he likes Matt Stafford to connect with Cooper Kupp, probably, and some of those other great wide receivers. Then there's one from Fritz, who says, just simply, you just put this, Bengals, 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 Delaney, I'm with you. It is going to be 30-27. 30-27, all right, Fritz. You still have a couple more minutes. I'll accept them. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. We will have all the details in the Man Cave on the Super Bowl coming up after the Super Bowl, of course. Wherever you are, have a great time watching it. And let's hope someone nails the score. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.